The strengths of Mitt Romney's New Hampshire campaign are on full display in the next 25 seconds.
Now, if I stumble around a little bit tonight, it's in part because I wrote these notes in the automobile. And I can't always read what I've written, but I'm going to do my very best. And I want to begin by saying thank you to both senators for their introductions and to the governor for being here, because each of these three individuals is noted for their fiscal conservatism. And I come tonight to talk about fiscal conservatism and fiscal responsibility.
That was Romney in Exeter last week. Nothing flashy, but let's parse it.
If I stumble around a little bit tonight, it's in part because I wrote these notes in the automobile.
That's a twofer. First, it's formal Mitt Romney trying to seem casual, but Romney's also taking a whack at Rick Perry, whose last New Hampshire speech was so erratic it went viral on YouTube. Romney, in any case, didn't stumble in Exeter. After what amounts to 5 years of campaigning to be president, he's such a polished campaigner he didn't need to.
Thank you to both senators for their introductions and to the governor for being here.
There, Romney was basking in the endorsement of the state's most august Republicans, former U.S. Senator Judd Gregg and former Governor John H. Sununu. Romney's been courting key players here since he was Massachusetts governor. He's also stumped for New Hampshire candidates up and down the food chain in every election. Along the way, Romney's built reserves of goodwill and internalized the message most likely to resonate across New Hampshire's primary electorate, from hardcore Tea Partiers to independent swing voters.
Fiscal conservatism and fiscal responsibility.
Romney rarely drifts from this focus these days or from the suggestion that he can cure the country's economic woes.
Middle-income Americans are suffering in this country, and I want to help middle Americans have a prosperous and bright future, and that is the course for our party and for this campaign.
When Romney was done, State Senator Russell Prescott, a conservative who backed Mike Huckabee in 2008, said with Romney, there are no mysteries.
Mitt Romney has had such a long period of time to prove himself. Everybody has watched Mitt Romney for the last 4 years, and everyone has seen him get stronger and stronger, and I just got swept up and said, this man is the man to be our president.
Which isn't to say every Republican backing Romney is exactly swooning. But given the competition, Romney may not need them to be.
Just look at the candidates.
That's Jack Flanagan, a state representative who came to support Romney only recently by process of elimination.
I like Newt Gingrich. I think he's a bright guy, a lot of baggage. Bachman is a very nice woman, but I don't think she's got the depth. Huntsman, bright in foreign policy, just too far left for me on some issues. Santorum, way too right for me. Who's left?
Perry.
What do they say in Texas? All brim and no hat?
The sense that Romney is simply the GOP's most plausible option is also reflected in every poll taken here. Romney's been averaging about 40% support, more than twice that of his nearest rivals. Dante Scala is a political scientist at UNH.
I don't see Mitt Romney doing a slow fade in the weeks before New Hampshire. I think someone's going to have to go and tear him down off his perch.
Scala questions whether that effort would be successful and says it would certainly cost money to give it a serious try, maybe $3 million on ads alone. Without doubt, Romney's campaign, which has banked millions and not run a single ad this cycle, would respond in kind. Under the circumstances, it's unclear if any Romney rival other than John Huntsman, who polls in the single digits, will conclude New Hampshire's the best place to take Romney on. And with primary day just 8 weeks off, time may also become Mitt Romney's ally. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.